One of the Pali terms for meditation is kamatana, which means the work we have to do. We don't like to think of the meditation as work. We like to think of it as letting go, being at ease. But doing that consistently, that's work. It requires that we develop a lot of very important qualities in the mind: mindfulness, alertness, persistence, right effort. That's one of the Thai terms for meditation, tam quam pien, which means to make an effort. And it doesn't mean that you have to do walking meditation for 5 hours or sitting meditation for 10 hours or wear down the body. The effort is an effort in the mind. Taking care, being mindful, being alert, and doing that consistently. Because it's not all that difficult to be able to allow the mind to settle down, relax, let go, be still for a little while. What's difficult is making it continuous. As John Fuhr once said, there are 3 steps to the meditation. One is learning how to do it. The second is learning how to maintain it. And the third is learning how to put it to use. And the maintaining is where most of the work comes in. In other words, we don't try to meditate and just get the mind have a little space of calm and then throw it away. Once the mind is maintained calm, you have to learn how to respect that calm, look after it, protect it. And in the course of doing that, you're going to find that you learn an awful lot about the mind, the ways the mind is going to slip off, how it slips off. If you look carefully, you're going to see these things. And this is where the insight comes in the meditation. The Buddha never made a clear line of distinction between tranquility practice and insight practice. Everything he gathered together in the practice of jhana, or absorption. He said if you do it right, on the one hand, it has to build both on tranquility and insight. In other words, you need to get the mind to settle down some, and you need to understand the mind to at least some extent before you get it to stay there. And this is right where the insight comes. As soon as you get the mind to settle down, you find it's going to move. It's like, okay, it's nice to rest, it's nice to have a little bit of peace and calm, but there are all these other things we have to do. Well, look into the mind that says that. That's the troublemaker. And the problem is it often comes, it sneaks up on you when you're not looking, which is why you have to keep on looking. And then bit by bit you begin to see these things. See how mindfulness lapses. See how the mind throws up little walls of ignorance so that it can do things without acknowledging them. That's a lot of the problem right there. These barriers the mind sets up in the mind, like little screens to hide things from itself. It's a peculiar habit we have. One part of the mind is lying to another part of the mind. And part of the mind actually does get fooled, and another part really knows what's going on, but it pretends not to. It's this make-believe that causes so much trouble in the mind. And you've got to learn how to see through it. And the seeing through it comes when you try to be consistently still. So you got the breath comfortable. Breathe in, it feels good. Breathe out, it feels good. And then work on the more subtle breath sensations in the body. Patterns of tension, say in the chest, in the shoulders, in the back. the legs, the hips. Because that's a form of breath energy as well. And think of everything relaxing all the way out to the pores, every pore. Think of the body as a big sponge. All the pores are open. And then see how long you can maintain that awareness. Because many times it's that the subtle breath energy that'll squeeze up when you're ready to latch on to something. And it'll squeeze up when your mindfulness lapses, when your alertness gets less than alert. And then you find the mind scrambling around trying to find other ways to start thinking about things. You want to look into that, but looking into it while you try to maintain that sense of ease. A lot of insight is little things you see in the mind that you catch out of the corner of your mental eye. As the mind is trying to play various tricks on itself, or certain thoughts try to play tricks on the mind. To distract you. And once you're distracted, then they can sneak in, pull their sack over you, get you in the sack, and drag you off and throw you in the East River. And by the time you come up, you've been swept out to sea. So it's time to start all over again. But the quicker you are in sensing these things, the less likely they'll be able to kidnap you. So this is where the work lies, in trying to maintain that sense of ease, that sense of being fully alert through the whole body, with all the subtle breath energies, all the way out to the pores of the skin, as open and free-flowing as possible. So it's an interesting kind of work. It's work in being at ease, work in being open, relaxed, but very vigilant. Otherwise, you'll have periods of concentration and then periods when the concentration disappears. And then when it disappears, all kinds of things can come running into your mind, and the next time you come down to sit and meditate, it's like it's a different mind. Whole new cast of characters. And then you have to sort them out again. Okay, which is the irritation and which is the laziness, and how to counteract the irritation and how to counteract the laziness. After they've taken over the mind, it's a lot better if you're there, recognizing them when they come. When they seem tender and innocent and no big deal at all, that's when you've got to be vigilant. Because they're a lot easier to deal with when they're still small and weak. But it means you need the discernment in order to recognize them for what they are, and also to see which parts of the mind are your fifth column, the ones that are all too ready to play along with distractions. In other words, for concentration to give rise to insight, it has to be as consistent and continuous as possible. That's the work. That's the right effort. Remember right effort? Trying to get rid of unskillful metta qualities. Try to prevent them from arising if they haven't arisen yet. What's going to prevent them from arising? The sense of ease, the sense of well-being, and the vigilance that watches over it. And there's giving rise to skillful qualities that haven't arisen yet, and maintaining and developing the ones that have. And these are the skillful qualities: your alertness, your mindfulness, your discernment, concentration. And underlying all this is that sense of heedfulness, that what you're doing is really important. Because as soon as you're the least bit careless, all kinds of things can come crawling up out of the cracks in your mind. So it's not just letting go, and it's not just putting in a lot of effort. It's learning how to let go and keep letting go. To stay at ease, to stay open, and be very meticulous about maintaining that, being very protective of that state of mind. And that's the way in which concentration is going to let you see things in the mind. See the things that have kept you bound, kept you trapped, kept you limited. And set you free from the trap.